This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. Join us on the radio here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Does property rights trump your freedom of the press, your freedom to record the things that are happening to you? The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. The larger discussion here we've been having is surrounding the Free State Project's Liberty Forum over the weekend. Edward Snowden was one of the speakers. He was interviewed by Reason.com's Nick Gillespie. And during that interview, which was very, very well attended, hundreds of people in attendance, the room was standing room only. They even had an overflow room for people who couldn't fit in the standing room only room. And at the very beginning of the event, it was announced, quote, due to prior agreement, we're not doing any filming. So if you're not part of the official FSP video team, please turn off your camera. Garrett Ian did turn off his camera, but he had an audio recorder going the entire time. He's now released that audio track on his YouTube channel and over at freekeen.com. And he's been gracious enough to sit in with us throughout the entire show thus far here tonight. Garrett, thanks again for hanging out and having this lengthy discussion, because I think it's an important one. A lot of people today are mad at you and mad at me because I'm the creator of the Free Keen blog, and they're demanding, some of them, that I take it down. I take down your post, which I'm not going to do. I did not take down the post that you made of the suicide. There was a man who committed suicide here in Keene back in 2014. You were the only person there who caught that on video that I know of. And you posted that video. It wasn't an explicitly graphic video, but it was indeed a man shooting himself at a somewhat of a distance from your camera and then slumping over. And then I believe the police handcuffing his lifeless body, if I'm recalling correctly. Isn't that what happened there, Garrett?
Yes, that is true. While there were people that were offended at the fact that I captured something that was somewhat graphic on video, there was also the point of it gives us the opportunity to be critical of the police response in this situation, which I believe was not totally in the man's interest.
Right, and there were a lot of haters that emailed in, that sent messages on Facebook demanding that you and I pull this video down. I refused to do that because I saw it as news. This is an important event that happened, and yours was the only video of it, and it's super important in that case to get that video out there and to leave it out there. I'm sorry if it offends the family. And I encountered a similar situation when the family of Tom Ball was upset that I wanted to find the video footage of this man who set himself on fire out in front of the Cheshire County Courthouse back in 2011 in protest of this ridiculous family court system.
Tom Ball was trying to get publicity, setting yourself on fire and leaving how many pages was that? That 18-page suicide letter about how we're going, let's burn down courthouses across America.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy was looking for attention, so you were, in that case, honoring the wishes of the deceased. Well,
yeah, but still, I wasn't allowed to get the
wishes of the family in this case.
But the court refused to allow me to get the footage because the family was trotted in and they cried about how sad they were and, you know, how I shouldn't be able to release this footage. So it's not uncommon. This isn't the first time that freekeen.com bloggers have been in hot water because they put something out there that upset people, that was acquired under circumstances that some people disagreed with. But there's been a large discussion we've been having about property rights and your right to record. And was it, Mark, you were the one asking the question about a lack of respect. You said you talked to one of the critics online, and he said that Garrett and Ian, they have a lack of respect for the Free State Project.
This demonstrates a lack of respect, because the Free State Project asked you not to record and asked you and has asked you to remove the recordings. The Free State Project here, if anyone owns this, owns this intellectual property, right?
But we don't believe in that stuff.
I'm not entirely sure. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in intellectual property.
Sure you don't believe in it?
I'm not sure I do. I say I believe in intellectual property, which is that I think you should be able to have intellectual property if you can defend it. Part of the defense of that is creating agreements with people.
So cavity searches next year at Liberty Forum.
Remaining in the room after somebody asks you not to record is then an agreement. consent, so therefore they are sort of within their rights. If I was the Free State Project, I'd be entertaining the idea of not letting either of you ever come back to another event.
Is there a lack of respect on your part, Garrett? How do you answer that question? I mean, I know you started at the end of the last hour, but you kind of got drowned out by our music, so please start again.
Sure. I fail to see how it's about respect in the sense of I consider that sort of request somewhat disrespectful.
Yeah.
I wouldn't make it of others. In fact, there were some journalists who did a story on us, the Colbert Report, back when Robin Hooding was very popular in Keene, and they were considering canceling doing the story with us because I told them that if you guys are recording, I may also be recording as well. And I believe that's a natural human right. I believe it's about equality. It sounds like the person that you're describing that's saying this is about respect is under, it sounds similar to when people say you're supposed to respect the military or other organizations or institutions. I don't have any sort of inherent allegiance to anyone, be it the government, be it the Free State Project, be it Edward Snowden. I'm interested in the truth, and I wanted to share the truth of what went on at that meeting, and I did that. I took action to do that.
I totally agree.
That much is true. Now, but I would say that, you know, as far as sharing the truth goes, to some extent, the truth hasn't really been hidden yet. The event took place on Saturday. You released the video on Sunday.
Dozens of news articles about the event
right.
that were published Saturday and Sunday.
We don't have any information from the Free State Project suggesting that they're going to embargo this video for any period of time or anything like that. It's like, you know, they haven't even had a chance to tweak it in any way, shape, or form yet, and then put it out. I would say at least waiting till, say, Wednesday and say, like, hey, I've got some recording here, and I'm going to release it if you guys don't. You know, that might have been a way to go with this.
Go ahead.
Why exactly? Like, why would I mean, I don't understand. It seems inappropriate for me to tell another person who may be recording, don't release that until mine's out. Why is there this idea that there's supposed to be a preference given to a particular journalistic outfit?
I agree. Whoever can hit it fast.
Because they went through the trouble of getting, because you didn't get Snowden there. You didn't do all the effort to get to get all this put together. So therefore, they have sort of that right. And in the sense that you guys, what you're hoping to do here is scoop the Free State Project. And you did. You guys scooped them. But what you need to do now is take responsibility as, hey, you know what I did? I said, FUFSP, I scooped you. And that's the direction you need to go with this. I mean, own it.
It's not an FU to scoop somebody.
I don't consider what I did rude at all. Yeah. I mean,
And I agree with Garrett completely. It's if there was disrespect here, it was disrespecting the right to record. Everyone in that room should have been able to document that particular occasion. But let's go to your calls and your thoughts. Garrett Ian is with us here from FreeConquered.org. Tim is in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, Daryl, and Garrett. Ian, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
Yes, Tim.
I appreciate it. As I told you before, I was a federal employee. I was a military policeman, so I had to enforce the no recording statutes that were in effect at various places I've been. And I've also worked for state agencies and other private agencies as well, where the same controls were in effect. Now, when people came in, this is up to about 1990. So this is before the ubiquitous video cameras everywhere. And obviously, if you wanted to carry a video camera, it was about the size of a small briefcase or something like that, if you wanted to carry something that would actually do some good. But at the time, people didn't have phones. They didn't have, and they respected that there were cameras in the facilities, obviously. There were cameras on the outside of the facilities where I was working. And they would have signs saying you cannot record inside. We have a video surveillance system in operation. You cannot enter this facility. If you are planning on recording, all activities are recorded for future reference, for future law enforcement, prosecution, etc. And so it was very clear at the time that people, and as I say, people weren't so I'm not saying people weren't as freedom-oriented. They were just as freedom-oriented then as they are now, probably. But at the same time, they didn't think of themselves as having their privacy invaded. They didn't think, well, if I'm walking inside of this place, and there were no facial recognition cameras, no scanning devices.
I don't know if you're building up to a question, but hopefully you can here in a moment, Tim. 855.
I was hearing music.
Okay. Hang on. We got to get to your question, though, because there's a lot of people that want to talk to Garrett Ian on the line. So let's get to that real fast here in moments. 855-453. Tim used to work for the military as a policeman, and we'll figure out where he's going next. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial on in toll free here to join us and talk to Garrett Ian about the controversy that has erupted within the last 24 hours mostly on Facebook, a little bit on Twitter, social media, blowing up with people discussing your right to record versus property rights. Is there a conflict here? It certainly seems like it, where Garrett has recorded the Edward Snowden interview that happened over the weekend at the Liberty Forum after everyone was asked to turn off their cameras. Well, he did turn his camera off, but he kept his audio recording going on, which I think is a completely legitimate tactic when dealing with police telling you to turn off a camera, and I think it's a completely legitimate tactic here. But as Garrett did say, he probably would have recorded anyway, even if they'd explicitly told him to turn an audio recording device off, because it was in his belief that it was in the public's best interest to be able to see what happened here in an unedited format. We're going to bring him back on, and I want to invite you to learn why you should move to New Hampshire. Because, yeah, there are people who don't like each other here. Yeah, there are people who are critical of one another, and, you know, they don't get along. But that's what happens when you have 2,000 people together in the same place. It's just human nature that they're not all going to get along with one another. That's just the way it is. Groups tend to fracture and splinter when they get above 30 people strong. So there have been a number of schisms and fractures and splinters over the years, and, you know, it's not a surprise that here's another one. And anyone out there who says, well, that's the reason why I wouldn't move to New Hampshire is because you don't all get along, well, guess what? Your movement probably doesn't have more than 5 or 10 people in it, so you've never actually had to experience any kind of significant drama or schism going on. If your libertarian movement were to ever grow to more than 30 people, I guarantee you some sort of conflict of personality would occur. So, if you just care about liberty and you want to be around the best liberty movement of all time, that's happening in New Hampshire, despite some of the ones who don't get along with each other. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com to watch the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. We've got about 2,000 people here now as part of the Free State Project, a few thousand more friends of the Free State Project who are already in New Hampshire. We've got thousands more, 20,000, who've pledged to move in total, and so many more are coming. If you want to join the largest, most successful movement, get started by learning more about it at 101reasonsfilm.com, and then you can sign up at freestateproject.org. And so, you know, just the fact that I'm not necessarily doing what the Free State Project might want me to do by pulling down the video that Garrett posted on freekeen.com doesn't mean I don't support their organization in general and their goals to help people move here, Garrett. And I imagine that you, you know, this doesn't necessarily change your support for the concept of the Free State Project either, necessarily, because some people are being a little harsh towards you and I on Facebook and the internets today.
Certainly. I think it's Free State Project is a great organization, has attracted wonderful people to the place I already live, my home in here in New Hampshire. But at the same time, there's also the aspect of, is the Free State Project over? I mean, the goal has been reached. 20,000 movers have signed. After that, is the Free State Project as a corporation really a necessary entity? I don't know. I guess Liberty Forum and Pork Fest are nice events, but do they need to be run by a corporation? Not necessarily.
They are apparently saying their new goal is to now get 20,000 movers into New Hampshire, so they're not going away. But let's go to Tim so he can finish up and maybe get to his question for Garrett. You were saying, Tim, that you were in the military police, and you were referencing back to the day before cell phone video cameras, back when video cameras were humongous and you really couldn't easily hide them, and you were kind of working up to something. So go ahead. You're on with Garrett Ian.
Right. Well, Garrett, the question I have for you is basically the private function, basically, that it was. I mean, even though people paid to have tickets, they paid to enter the function. Now, if the property owner had decided, if it was not just the organizers of the event that had decided, if the property owner had decided that the Free State or that the Liberty Forum, as it was happening, was not able to be recorded by anyone, then you probably would have been in the wrong to do what you did. The organizers of the project, now I said the property owners the first, but the organizers of the project were the Free State Project people said, or was it the Liberty Forum people, correct? That they said, they were the ones that said no recording, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now when you were recording, I mean, basically what you looked at it as, now this is the way I'm looking at it, and maybe you're looking at it the same way. It was a historically significant event. And what you wanted
yes.
to do is you wanted to document that. And as I heard Ian say, you wanted to get it unedited and unadulterated, nothing added, nothing taken away, and no extra sound effects or whatever. You wanted it exactly as it happened, because it probably was not going to be disseminated as a whole video. And so you want
exactly.
to get that out as, and so I agree with what you did. I'm saying that maybe the Liberty Forum organizers should have been a little more clear. They should have said, if you're considering this to be a historically significant event, if you're a member of the media, if you're a member of, a journalist of some kind, even if you just call yourself a journalist, even if you're not accredited, credentialed or whatever they want to say, if you don't have identification that says, well, I work for the New York Times or such and such, that I want to record this, and they possibly could have even tapped into it anyway. But what I'm not saying that happened. But I agree with what you did.
Thanks, Tim, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to JJ in Manchester. Is this JJ, the former co-host of Free Talk Live?
That's correct. This is JJ.
The very same JJ who is going to be coming on to Free Talk Live as a guest co-host this week on Wednesday night.
That is correct.
Excellent.
I look forward to it.
Go ahead with your thoughts tonight, JJ.
I just have a couple quick things. I know there's probably a lot of callers, but anyway, let me quickly state that obviously I was there with all my cameras. Plus, there was a long line of cameras, so the event was well documented. But I don't really want to get into the actual arguments of whether or not disrespect and all that stuff. I do feel like the organizers had stewardship of the property, and they had the right to make rules regarding that stewardship. And then enforce those rules. What there was no enforcement. So that they said, do not record. And then they were kind and merciful enough, or whatever you want to call it, to not force it. But more than that, I checked this video out, and really it's horrible. It's the quality is absolutely terrible. I'm going to be putting out a five camera composition of this entire thing. And it's beautiful. It's full HD. It's a great representation.
Win.
Not only the Free State Project. Free State Project, but the success they've had, Edward Snowden, Nick Gillespie, and all the people that are there, a great representation of this wonderful movement and people, not this steaming pile of dog poo that was put on a Free Keen. That's really what it's about, is that you scooped the dog pile, and you put a turret out there, and you put Free State Project all over it, and that's a problem, you see? So now, if you can't understand that, then I don't know how to get through to you, but
just to clarify, are you saying that the attorney for Edward Snowden has approved the footage for release?
I have nothing to do with that. I create the product, I give it to the customer, and then they worry about publishing it and all that sort of stuff.
I just want to clarify what I'd heard. The organizer of the Liberty Forum posted. Now, she did claim she was not speaking for the Free State Project when she posted this, but she claimed that the attorney has the footage and that she is reviewing it. Is that not the case? Because you've yet to finish the edit.
No. I can't comment to that at all. But what I will say is that the stuff I have and the work I put into it is going to make everyone proud.
Oh, I believe that. You do some fantastic work, JJ. Stand by. If you got more, you can hang on. Otherwise, we'll see you Wednesday. Garrett, you can respond here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
a place where Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm, but you really can't call us on Skype tonight because that's where Garrett Ian has been throughout the entire show, graciously sharing his evening with us here to discuss the controversy surrounding him releasing a video. Well, it was in video form, but it wasn't actually video. It was audio track with some still photos and maybe a little bit of video later on of Edward Snowden speaking to the Liberty Forum this weekend after being asked to turn off his camera. And there's a lot of sort of issues that are surrounding this. But JJ, who is a former co-host of Free Talk Live, who's actually just by coincidence going to be coming in this week to co-host the show on Wednesday night, with Randy Clements, actually the Sriracha guy, which will be fun.
I guess that means I won't be here.
Nope, you're not expected to be here at all.
Okay.
Anyway, JJ's coming in this week. He called up Garrett to say that you had scooped a pile of dung onto the internet and was saying the quality of the video was not good. He was not impressed. He's going to be having a full 5-camera setup, HD, well-cut video coming up, and wanted to, I guess, point that out. And you didn't really have a chance to respond, so go ahead.
Sure. Well, JJ made a point that he couldn't comment on when that's going to happen, that he was, like, just a part of that process. And congratulations to him for being a part of that. I would have liked to have filmed the event. That's what I came there to do. But I'm not in business. I'm not working for anyone. I don't have any obligations to anyone. My actions were completely of my own volition. And I think I'm not trying to disrespect at all. If somebody is working, that's great. But motivations, I don't think, like, monetary motivations, really matter in this instance. I think that anybody interested in just sharing information with the public would have been interested in recording that event. So I don't, you know, more on, oh, the fact that the audio quality is so poor for, you know, that's something that's worth pointing out. Yeah, it is awful audio quality. You can still hear it. You can still physically make out what's being said. But it is a shame. I would have loved to have made a much better quality product, but that was what I was forced to do given the conditions that were laid down. And that's why I'm speaking out against those conditions being laid down in the future.
Yeah, that's I can totally understand where you're coming from with that, and I am looking forward to seeing JJ's version of this. He's really done a great job at becoming a media producer, having cut his teeth here in Keene, working on Free Keene TV and Shire TV, and now kind of parlaying that into an actual career as a video producer, which I'm really excited about. He's the one who, if you've seen any videos from the Free State Project in the last 6 months or a year or whatever, the odds are good they've been produced by JJ, and so he's done a fantastic job with that stuff. Let's continue here with your calls and your thoughts. We're going to John in Carson, Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. You're on with Garrett Ian.
Hi, guys. It sounds to me like Garrett committed a trivial property offense that if the FSP had caught him recording in the room, they'd have been entitled to a victim. They're entitled to disinvite him to future events, but they don't have any property rights in the information that was flying around in the room. So he doesn't have any more responsibility than that. And I think what he did for reasons that the Free State Project should agree with. So I consider this a very trivial offense.
Very good. Thanks, John, for your call tonight. Garrett?
I appreciate that, John. Thank you.
Let's continue here. We've got Jeremy in Virginia Beach. You're on Free Talk Live with Garrett Ian.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
I think the Free State Project should have been having people sign contracts to agree not to record. If they really wanted to go that route.
If they were serious about it, you mean?
Yeah, if they were serious about it. You know, that said, they didn't do that. I think it'd be well within their rights to bar him from future Free State Project events, or at least events where they're going to ask that people don't record, since he's shown a unwillingness to follow the rules that he disagrees with.
What about
the organization? I mean,
what about Ian? Ian's hosting the video, too, on his...
YouTube's hosting the video. I'm just simply running the blog where Garrett posted
hosting the blog where the link to the video is.
Yeah, Ian's protection as a third party at this point. I mean, Ian hosting or linking to the video, I mean, that's not...
But if I don't do the bidding of the people in the Free State Project who want this video taken down,
other signers of the Free State Project statement of intent. At this point, the Free State Project itself, the organization, has made no comment.
Yeah, that's true. I was saying the people within the the people who are Free State Project participants. So I don't do their bidding. They're gonna be demanding that I be banned from. In fact, the funny thing is Dennis Goddard, who's like a super critic of mine, even though you know he's very very nice to me in person. And he spoke at Keenevention and seemed to be fine with that. He said that he wanted Free Keen banned from the Liberty Forum. So I wonder if that means he wants JJ banned, too, because JJ is a blogger at Free Keen, just like Garrett is a blogger at Free Keen. So actually, two Free Keen bloggers here are at odds to some extent. But yet Free Keen gets blamed for being the problem. And, Daryl, you're also a blogger at Free Keen, and you don't agree. Huh?
Huh?
Go ahead.
I'm a blogger? No.
My name is Daryl. I'm one of the bloggers.
No, Daryl is a blogger at Free Keen. Garrett is a blogger at Free Keen. JJ is a blogger at Free Keen. I am a blogger at Free Keen. Among those four people, there are different opinions about how this should have been handled, but yet Dennis Goddard is calling for all of Free Keen to be banned from future events. And so once again, you know, there's this idea that somehow Free Keen is the problem when all it is a place for activists to put what they're doing. That's all it is.
You just left somewhere for them to post it. I mean, that's not a just response. You know, that said, I mean, if Ian had a problem with their rules, he should have been vocalizing that beforehand. He should have made that clear beforehand. And instead, he neglected the rules that a private organization had. You know, this is the garment. You're not doing some heroic thing like Ed Snowden or something. I mean, you just... You just disrespected the private organization's rules and you completely ignored them and violated them. I mean,
thanks, Jeremy,
that's your right.
Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Yeah, I think it is Garrett's right to record, and I think it's their right to remove him or me or whoever they want to remove from future events. Garrett, any thoughts on what Jeremy's had to say?
Well, I think it would be a very poor precedent to set for the Free State Project to begin removing accountability activists.
I agree.
If we consider the people that have been banned or prohibited from attending events that the Free State Project sponsors.
It's a short list.
It's like people that have been convicted of rape, people that have been posting openly racist comments or promoting violence. So the idea that now accountability is going to be considered with crime, it's a bad precedent to set. I think it would be, to be honest, I think it would be the death of the liberty movement in New Hampshire, so to speak, if that really strongly was put into effect. But then again, like, what is the FSP relative to the liberty movement? Like, it really is just a matter of a few individuals that happened to be offended that information was released.
Let's continue here. We've got Jacob in Washington. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live, listening via TuneIn. You're on with Garrett Ian.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Jacob. Go ahead.
I find your debate fascinating, actually. Coming from such a strong liberty movement over here in Washington, there's quite a few of us, too. And you'd mentioned something that inspired me to call in about the splintering. You know, often we have similar problems over here, you know, like letting people run as a libertarian. I'm like, you know, these arguments of like, well, they're not libertarian. Are they libertarian because of this or that? There's always splintering, you know, in any group of people. But I also, I find it wonderful that this is the thing we're arguing about. You know, it's in a weird way because we're all individuals and this is what liberty's about, is being individuals. Now, my personal opinion, I don't know. I wasn't there. You know, as far as what you guys are talking about, you know, I'm kind of split on the topic entirely. You know, I think that, you know, if you're going to be banned from an event, especially a liberty event, I think that's a little overboard in my opinion. But, you know, also it is a private event. So, gosh, that's a difficult one for me, but I just want to let you guys know, this is Jacob. I called a while ago, and I'm the pot store owner up here in Blaine by the Canadian border. And we got, 30 candidates that are going to run for office positions here in Washington.
Awesome. You'll have to let us know when that happens and how it goes. Thanks, Jacob, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you. If you get your thoughts in here now, you can talk to Garrett Ian on the radio, and apparently we are exploiting this situation for our benefit by promoting it on the internet tonight prior to the event actually happening, by me going on the internet and saying, hey, we're going to have Garrett Ian on tonight. If you'd like to come talk to him on the radio, that's apparently exploiting this. And Garrett, you are also apparently my acolyte. Did you know that?
Oh, I've been called many of your possessions, but I don't think acolyte I've heard before.
Yeah, that's a new one. It was actually James Puke who said that on Facebook just a few moments ago after I had
posted. He's been a co-host here.
He has been a co-host here, and I don't know if anyone's ever accused him of being an acolyte, but he kind of got his start here on Free Talk Live back in the day, and now he's accusing Garrett of being my acolyte, and me, and I guess the rest of you guys, even though, Daryl, you disagree with exploiting this
well,
for
I'm not
our
sure
benefit.
That I don't agree either.
Because we can go ahead and just sell this episode for so much more money, right? This is going to somehow benefit Free Talk Live.
Well, I can see how somebody would say that we're trying to get people who wouldn't listen otherwise to listen and who wouldn't call in. Otherwise to call in. I can see that point. But what I find difficult is for me, I'm not interested in reading the, 500 post Facebook page.
Oh, they're just going on and on. It's on multiple posts and multiple places.
Right. I haven't even found them all.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in reading all that. What I'm, for me, the best communication tool is sort of having a conversation with somebody. And, if somebody calls in and they can explain to me more points that I have not yet brought up, that is, I find value in that. I find that helpful. When people, just say, I'm not going to participate. I'm going to participate on Facebook. Tickety, 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 tickety. I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't, it's of no value to me that, you could make your point on dozens of radio stations, yep. Or you can tick away on a thread where a few dozen people will read it.
Totally agree. I think conversations are better when you can actually hear the other person. There's vocal inflections, there's subtleties that are present in the human voice that are not present on the internet. And for anyone to deny that, I think is pretty ridiculous. And Garrett, I really appreciate you being on this whole time. We got some more calls. Any comments you want to make before we jump back into them?
Yeah, I think we've been having a good discussion here about this topic, and I hope people are beginning to think about these issues if they haven't previously.
Yes, let's take the archive and exploit that out on the internet as well for more archive downloads, which we can then monetize. Oh, wait, no, the idea that even if this show were to be the most downloaded show of the year, which is unlikely that it would be, that would have no effect on our ability to raise more money for the show or sell the show to more advertisers.
It really doesn't.
It would do absolutely nothing. So it's really a particularly cynical attitude
dude. But, you know, that's what you come to expect,
however,
from puke.
I would say, however, your point of view that Garrett leaving this up is detrimental to our fundraising activities. Like, so it is more difficult now with some cranky Free Staters. A little more cranky, a little more...
I've made your job more difficult.
You have.
Salesman.
Like, this is more... You now make it more difficult. Your penchant for, people disagreeing over things makes it more difficult for me to do my job.
Yep. Let's go to Derek. He's calling from Uruguay. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live.
First, Garrett, thank you for your service. Second, the Free State Project as an idea is the best chance for liberty in our lifetime. Third, I'm glad that JJ's proud of the video he's producing, but apparently he was allowed to record with 5 video cameras when other people weren't allowed to have 1. I'm not sure how boastful I'd be in putting others down when they're at a handicap. And the world needs more recording, not less. Now, I'm with Mark that the best way to sort all this out is with conversation. And the silence from the Free State Politburo on this issue is deafening. For all the talk on blogs and Facebook, you'd think someone from the anti-transparency side would call in to make their case to Garrett live on the radio. I mean, you know, is anyone even going to accuse Garrett of causing harm?
No. Well, even if they weren't going to call in, I did ask early in the day today. I posted messages publicly in a group and also privately to a Free State Project representative and had not gotten any responses. So, you know, I would have liked to have been able to at least read their responses on this on the air, but, you know, given them all day to respond, they did not. Mainstream media has picked up the story. Garrett and I were both interviewed today by the Concord Monitor and the union leader after I had sent out a press release about this. And the Concord Monitor did say that Carla Garrick, the current exiting president of the Free State Project, had not responded at the time at which I spoke to her. Maybe she responded later, and I said, well, I'm very interested to hear what Carla's responses are, because I still want to know, what was this agreement between the Free State Project and Edward Snowden? Why would Snowden want to restrict recording except to one entity? Why would that matter to him?
Look, forget that the former FSP president Carla gave a speech titled Always Be Recording. We're in the era of Google Glass, where anyone might be recording and even live streaming what they see without your knowledge. Even naked strip searches at the so-called Liberty Forum can't prevent people from recording their own lives. And if you believe you can prevent it, I've got news for you. Technology is marching on and leaving you in the past. You can either accept that reality and adjust your own behavior, or continue to try in vain to prevent supposedly free people from making accurate records of their own lives. I mean, someone from the FSP needs to call in, either tonight or tomorrow, to address the reason they want no recording. If it was Snowden's lawyer requesting no recording, they could just say that. If it's that they wanted to get the scoop on the release, they could say that. Or they could have just said, look, record all you want, even live stream, use the hashtag FSP and tag it at Snowden. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter so that you can help spread our video when we release it next week. At least that would recognize the age we're living in. And what's the remedy here for Garrett disobeying the request? The FSB has every right to refuse Garrett entry into their future events, but that's pointless. That won't stop someone from recording next time. Mm-hmm. And instead, the FSP should just stop trying to control the peaceful behavior of others, because it's becoming the very thing it purports to be against.
Yep. Well, I think that's very good insight. Go ahead, Garrett. I'm sorry.
I think that's some good insight. It it brings up the point of when there's this expectation. The Free State Project or whoever made this agreement did not have the ability to make the agreement that there would be no recording. That was not a promise that could be made in the first place, even if they did try to actively enforce it. So I wonder why they would even so much as purport to be able to make such a promise.
Well, we also don't know what the terms of the contract were. They could have said, we will request that there's no recording.
I'd like to see the contract.
We don't know what the contract says. Anybody that is, you know, saying the contract says, they're purely speculating, right, unless they have a copy of the contract in front of them.
All I saw was someone saying stop recording, and when someone tells you to stop recording, that's probably the time you want to be recording.
Yeah, that's generally true.
You're someone who values the truth. You know, now, and I downloaded a copy of Garrett's video, and anyone listening at home can do the same.
Hey, Derek, just a question since we've got you on the phone. Of course, you're a former regular co-host here on Free Talk Live. You're the former host of Flaming Freedom, Cop Block Radio. You've been taking a long vacation, much-needed vacation with your boyfriend down in South America, enjoying the warm weather. But I've heard a rumor from you that you're going to be coming back to New Hampshire within about a month. What's your ETA? What's your plan?
Yeah, I'm looking at arriving in Portsmouth, New Hampshire to make my new home. Looking forward to rejoining the Porcupines in the Free State Project. Like I said, I really believe it is the best shot at freedom that the world has got right now, and I definitely believe that for myself. So I will be moving there. I'm looking at early April, late March to return.
Super exciting.
And I have it on Cop Block Radio, so people can check it out Wednesday nights. Now that Dio is in jail, people who listen to the show know why that is, but I am back on Cop Block Radio for the next few weeks.
Derek, we'll look forward to having you back in our studio at some point, which I know will be an inevitability because it's awesome having you here. So thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's get to Hank here real quick in Tampa Bay. Hank, you're on Free Talk Live with Garrett Ian from FreeConquer.org.
Yes. My comment about this whole thing is this. If I were a reporter or a journalist and I attend an interview and I'm told this is to be off the record, or there's to be no recording, if I record that and then I post that somewhere, that is the betrayal of trust. That is saying that this person is not trustworthy because they did something when they were asked not to do it.
That would be true. That is a true statement, but that's not what happened in this situation. This was not a confidential.
Just by agreed, I didn't agree to anything.
Right. This was not a confidential discussion.
It has nothing to do with what you agreed to. It's somebody asking you not to do something.
He didn't agree to that. He wasn't asked to not do something. They simply requested that the entire room stop recording. That it was not an agreement. There was nothing explicit. There was nothing in the contract or the ticketing or anything like that. Garrett, it's been great having you on. Folks can follow you at freeconquer.org. That's your main blog, but a lot of that content is also posted and thank you for continuing to post at freekeen.com. Always appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Garrett Ian there, and we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.